This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, three buildings caught fire in Belmont Cragin on Chicago's northwest side early this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest details.
Chicago firefighters were called to a fire on Medill Avenue near Laverne at around 2:30 in the morning. Police officers responded as well and saw an apartment building and one house on each side on fire. The department says one of the buildings was vacant and people in the two others were able to get out without injury. The city brought in warming buses for residents in the freezing temperatures. The fire department is investigating the cause. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two women were shot early this morning in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood on the south side. Around 4:45, two 34-year-old women were standing on the street on the 900 block of East 45th when they were approached by a dark-colored vehicle. Two men emerged from the car, started firing shots at the victims before taking off. One woman was struck in the side, the other in the shoulder. They're both in good condition. No one is in custody. With the Super Bowl 2 days away, some types of NFL bets are being permanently banned in Illinois.
Betting on penalties in NFL games, a kicker missing a field goal, and replay results are among several things that are being banned permanently by the Illinois Gaming Board. The board temporarily banned certain prop bets back in October at the request of the NFL. Now it's making those permanent. Also forbidden are bets related to player injuries, the first play of the game, fan safety, and more. The gaming board will continue to allow wagering on non-game day roster decisions. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson is reacting to a Justice Department lawsuit against Chicago and Illinois, alleging their laws have obstructed deportations implemented by the Trump administration. The mayor tells CBS News Chicago,
"We are not going to cower to political motives to undermine our value system."
Mayor, along with mayors from other cities, will testify on Capitol Hill next week, part of a federal investigation into sanctuary city policies.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Illinois state representative says government can do much better when it comes to spending your tax dollars. He's asking others to join him in a new initiative.
Republican State Representative Martin McLaughlin, former village president of Barrington Hills, is proposing what he calls the Illinois Government Efficiency Caucus. The goal, eliminating what he says is wasteful spending.
Most Illinois citizens want restraint, responsible government spending, understanding there are limits to what government can take from us.
He wants to see the state budget cut by 15%. There's millions in potential savings, he says, if lawmakers stop treating taxpayer dollars as a personal slush fund. He says this is about efficiency, accountability, and common sense. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois State Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a Jane Doe. Her body was found floating in the Skokie River more than 20 years ago, found July 12, 2003, about a quarter mile south of Willow Road. Her ethnicity is not known. They say she's possibly white, Asian, or Latino. She was about 5'2", wearing biker shorts. Police say anyone who might have known someone who went missing around that time should get in touch with them. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says two Roselle postal workers used PPP loans for their own slush funds.
Raoul says 55-year-old Randall Walker and his wife, 46-year-old Genesis Sherrod, received more than $40,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans while receiving federal disability benefits and while being employed by the U.S. Postal Service. The couple faces multiple felony charges, including loan fraud, forgery, and theft by deception. Walker and Sherrod's next court date is April 21st. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The popular mega gas station and convenience store chain Buc-ee's is not coming to Chicago, at least not yet. Soon you'll be able to drive to Oak Creek, Wisconsin if you want to fill your gas tank and indulge in some of that famous brisket and popcorn. It won't be ready till 2027. Texas-based Buc-ee's, not an ordinary gas station. The Oak Creek location will be 75,000 square feet. That's bigger than your average grocery store. A state lawmaker from the South Side trying once again to ban a number of food additives.
Democratic State Senator Willie Preston has reintroduced his Food Safety Act, which targets four chemicals added to food that have been linked to health risks in scientific studies.
As a father of six children, let me be clear. The importance of safe food is critical to me.
A similar bill was approved by the state Senate last year, but the Illinois House never voted on it. Preston points out the bill has bipartisan support and that the Federal Food and Drug Administration is moving to ban two of the chemicals listed in his legislation. The Illinois Manufacturers Association says food additives should be regulated by the federal government rather than leaving it up to the states, which could approve different and inconsistent rules. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Cannabis sales continue setting records in Illinois. The Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says sales of legal cannabis exceeded $2 billion in 2024. Despite the rising numbers, the governor says the market was negatively affected by sales of an unregulated form of cannabis, hemp. 2024 marks the fourth straight year legal pot sales in Illinois set a record. From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Virginia McCaskey is dead at 102. The Bears won their one and only Super Bowl on her watch when she was 63. And the team's last playoff win came in 2010. Fans were just chanting, "Sell the team," at Soldier Field during a 10-game losing streak in 5-12 season. And while McCaskey is survived by 8 children, 21 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren, and the team is expected to remain under family control. League rules have softened up, helping with estate taxes, allowing ownership transitions within families, as long as the family owns a total of 30% or more of the franchise. Now, the Bears have never made their succession plans public, but it would reportedly require reconsolidating control of at least 30% of the team, now valued at over $6 billion, into a single wing of the McCaskey family. It could also involve the sale of some equity. Only 5.5 of his 136 sacks came with the Bears. He was only here for 18 games in 2014, early 15, but defensive end Jared Allen, mostly a star with the Vikings and Chiefs, is part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 25, along with Sterling Sharp, Antonio Gates, and Eric Allen. Football's MVP is Josh Allen. Bears head coach Ben Johnson, the assistant coach of the year. Super Bowl 59 still has the Chiefs about a point-to-point-and-a-half favorite over the Eagles Sunday. And the Blackhawks and Predators play here tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A visitation service will be held Tuesday, February 11th for longtime Bears owner Virginia McCaskey. It'll happen from 1 to 8 at Oler Funeral Home in Des Plaines. McCaskey died yesterday at the age of 102. A local filmmaker is telling a personal story. It goes back in time.
Happy birthday, dear Kyle.
Kyle Henry is an associate professor at Northwestern University and a filmmaker. His new documentary is Time Passages, which he describes as a detective story which goes back in time through his family archives to tell the story of his mother suffering from dementia during a crisis for the whole world, the COVID pandemic.
Like many people, that crisis affords a chance to look back. And I think many people have experienced this also when you're coming to a crisis with your parents in terms of the end of their life.
All we need is for somebody to come here and take me out of here.
It exposed what a lot of people went through.
What do you think you're doing right now?
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Time Passages playing at the Siskel Film Center this weekend. Two contractors at a NIPSCO generator plant were rescued yesterday after being trapped in an elevator lift in Wheatfield, Indiana. Around 11:30 in the morning, the two men were doing maintenance work when their lift broke 125 feet off the ground. It took 4 hours for rescue crews to safely get them down. The men were chilly, having spent the day stuck in freezing temperatures, but they were otherwise uninjured. State lawmakers have been trying to come up with a solution for a massive funding shortfall for transit agencies, including CTA, Metra, and PACE. Now a labor group has a proposal it believes will address some key concerns. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
A coalition of labor unions calling itself the Labor Alliance for Public Transportation supports a bill that would set up a new police force for the CTA, Metra, and PACE and give the RTA more financial oversight of the transit agencies, while others are calling for a merger as a way to address the $750 million fiscal cliff starting next year. This proposal would keep them separate and in charge of themselves. It would also require those who serve on their boards to have transit expertise. One major issue, the group has not shared details of how to fund the agencies. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Milwaukee woman's filed a lawsuit against a hospital after discovering last spring a feeding tube was left inside her body back in 1989.
Deborah Lowe says she endured pain for 35 years following complications during a C-section.
I had tubes everywhere, feeding tubes, everything on me.
Multiple doctors failed to find the problem over the years until last April.
The feeding tube was left inside for 35 years. I was 25 years old. That's my whole life.
CBS 58 in Milwaukee reports she is suing what was Mount Sinai Medical Center and is now Aurora Sinai Medical Center. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.